Today, Shir's a Masechta Chul on Daf Chav Tes. We will begin on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, 13 lines from the bottom of the Amid, at the two dots in the middle of the line. And the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, Chatzi Echad Ba'oif, the Mishnah concludes, Shechitaser Psula, that if he shechted only a half a siman in a bird, the Shechita is possible. Itmer, we have learned, a machlokus between Rav and Rav Kahana. Rav Omar machza machza karoif. Rav says, Legabi, this halacha of shechting a simen, if it's exactly half, 50-50, that has a halacha of rov, and it would be a kosher shechita. Rav Kahana Omar machza machza ena karoif. That if it's exactly in the middle, it does not have a din of roiv. It would be a shechita psula. And now the Gemara explains the machlokes between Rav and Rav Kahana. Rav Omar machza machza karoiv, because hachi Omar le'rachmano le'moshe, as Rashi explains, based on the Gemara in yesterday's shir, as Rebbe told us, that the halachas of Shechita are halach le'moshe m'sinai. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe the halachas concerning Shechita, what he said to Moshe was, loy teshayer ruba. Do not leave over a rove of the simen that will not be shechted. And therefore, if he is shechting half, he is not leaving over most of the simen which was not shechted. And therefore, he is fulfilling what Hashem said. And as Rashi explains, that which Rebbe learned in the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that there was a halacha that you have to shecht roiv, it really means 50-50, machza al machza. Because since you're not leaving over a rove, it is considered in the machza al machza, in the half, that has a halacha as if you did rove, because the main kepeda of the Torah is, don't leave over a rove that is not through shechita. That's the shechita of Rav. However, Rav Kahana, or machza machza, ain't a karoiv, the machza machza is not like rove. It's like we have b'chol ha-Torah kula, hachi amar lei rachmano l'maisha. This is what Hashem said in the halach l'maisha m'sinai concerning hilcha shechita. This is what he said to Moshe. Shechot ruba. Not that I want you to not leave over a rove that doesn't have shechita, the opposite. I want something positive. I want that you should shecht a rove. And therefore, if you only have a machza machza, you haven't done a rove. And we need here rove, like we need in the whole Torah. We have a rule, ruba kekula. And actually, we have to understand the svara of Rav. We have halacha b'chol ha-Torah kula, that it's only a rove that is, has the din as if you've done the whole thing, and machza machza not. Why here is shechita an exception? Why would a machza machza be considered like a rove? So I heard a nice hesber from Harav Noach Isaac Olbam Shlita on the Dial Daf, and he based it on a chakira, it's his own thought, based on a chakira of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Chav Hei concerning Achila B'Sukkah. What exactly is the Mitzvah of Achila B'Sukkah, declares the Minchas Chinuch? Is it that the Rebbein Shalom positively wants you to eat in the Sukkah? Or is it not that Hashem necessarily wants you to eat in the Sukkah, but he doesn't want you not to eat in the Sukkah? And since he doesn't want you not to eat in the sukkah, automatically you have to eat in the sukkah. But the main, according to this part of the chakira, the main idea is Hashem is makbid that you eat outside of a sukkah. The Asvan deraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, has the same type of chakira concerning the tzitzis on the four kanfei of a knuffus of a beged, on the four corners of a beged. Is there a positive desire by Hashem that one should have tzitzis on the four corners? Or is what Hashem is really makbid on, don't wear a beged of four corners and not have tzitzis? And so too, says Rabbi Olbam, we can understand the question here concerning shechita. What did the Torah want? Did the Torah want positively that one should shecht? Or is the main kepeid of the Torah that you should not eat a bird or an animal that did not have shechita. And since Hashem is makbid that you should not eat without shechita, therefore automatically you have to shecht. But the main thing that Hashem is worried about is eating without shechita. So this is the machlokes between Rav and Rav Kahana. Rav says that the main kpeda of the Torah is that you should not eat without shechita. So therefore, the problem is to leave a rove of the bird or animal that didn't have shechita. Once it's machza al machza, I'm not leaving a rove. So the Torah's hakpada was, don't have an animal that dies without shechita. But once it's half and half, then I don't have an animal that's dying. I cannot consider it that it's dying with a lack of shechita. It's out of that category once it's half and half. The Torah's kpeda is that it should not be rove that it died without shechita. Whereas Rav Kahana says no. Rav Kahana says there's a positive requirement in the Torah. The Torah wants you to have shechita, and in order to affect shechita, it's like kola tara kula, it's ruba kekula. But if you have only machza machza, you don't have the rove of the simen kat, you're not fulfilling the positive request of Hashem that this animal should have a maisa shechita done to it. Continues the Gemara. We're going to ask questions as indicated in the simen chatsi ketina gargaris pegima. And the first question is from our Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Omid Aleph. Tanan chatsi echod ba'oif, if he only cut one half of a simen by an oif, echod v'chatsi b'behema, or he cut one simen of a behema, but a behema needs two simonim, and the second simen he only cut a half. The Mishnah states that the shechita, absolutely the shechita, is possible. And the Bach puts in the Vav, Ve'i Amrat, and if you're going to be of the opinion, like Rav, that Machza Machza K'Roiv, that Machza Machza has a din of Roiv, am I possible, why is it possible, Ho'ovin Le'Roiv, once he did half by the bird, or he did one and a half by the animal, so the second simon he only did a half, but Rav says that that's considered, Machza Machza is considered like a Rov. So if so, what is the problem? Why should it be a shechitas epsula? The Gemara answers, Eina chanami, mina toira, machza machza has a din of roiv. But this is mid rabbanon. This was a special gzer of the rabbanon. Dilma loy asilim evet palga. Maybe next time he wouldn't even do a half. He'd do less than half. So in order to make sure that that doesn't happen, the rabbanon were the ones who required him to do a roiv. But mid a raisa, you don't need a roiv. Rashi says, what is the nafkemina? That if he does machza al machza shechita, at least the shechita will be considered a valid shechita to take it out of the din nevela. The rabbanon required in order for him to eat it that he'll have to do rov, but at least the shechita of machza al machza midaraisa, which is valid, will take it out of a halach of nevela. Continues the Gemara with the next question, and this is the second word in the simon. Ketina, Omer Rav Ketina, Toshma, come in here from a halacha that has nothing to do with shechita. And this is a halacha of a kli cheres, a tanur, an oven that became tummy, and the only tahara that it has is netitza, as the pasuk says, yutatz. So it has to be broken. And the only way the tumah goes away is if all the pieces of this oven will be less than rove. But if I have one piece that still constitutes the rove of the tanner, then it's considered rubai kekula. It's considered as if the whole tanner is still here, and the tumah did not go away. So now the Braisa says, chalku lishnayim. What happens if he split it down the middle? And it appears to be precisely in two equal parts, the hain shavin, and they are equal one to the other, so neither of them have a roiv, yet the halacha ish, name tameim, they are both tamei. And what is the reason? Lefishi yefsha l'tzamtzeh, because it's impossible to break them precisely down the middle, exactly, and therefore, one of these pieces, even though they look identical, must really be the rove. I don't know which one, and therefore, they are both tummy. The Tosis over here in Divri Amas Lefishi Efshel Tzamtzem has a whole arichas. When do we paskin efshur letzamtzim or efshur letzamtzim? And Tosfos brings proofs that by things that are bidei adam, we would say efshur letzamtzim. And then Tosfos a few lines further says miu bidei shemayim nira dalocha di efshur letzamtzim. So Tosfos makes a distinction between things that are bidei adam that efshur letzamtzim and bidei shemayim that are efshur letzamtzim. But the Brisa there tells us that these two pieces of the oven are tame because it's efshur letzamtzim. You cannot do it precisely. One of the pieces must have a roiv. I don't know which one, so they're both tame. Ask the Gemara, ha efshur letzamtzim tahirim, if you would hold that one would be able to split it down the middle precisely, then it would be tor. Am I tahirim? Why would it be tahirim? If it would be efshur letzamtzim, according to Rav, each half I consider as if it's a roiv. Zil hacha ikaruba, zil hacha ikaruba. Here, this half is considered a roiv. The other half is considered a roiv. It should still be both pieces tame, even if I hold efshur letzamtzim. Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa gave an answer. Trei rubi b'chad mana leka. You cannot have two roves in one keli. Each rove is a contradiction to the other rove. Because if I say this half is like a rove, then it means that the other part is a miyut, is a minority. If this is the majority, then that's the minority. If I say on the other piece that it is the rove, then the first piece is the minority. I cannot say that they're both a rove. One rove is a contradiction to the other. But Rashi explains with the Pirush of the Sefer, Nasan Piryoi, that by Shchita it's different. Because by Shchita, as we began the Shir today, we're speaking about, as Rashi says in Divrei HaMaskil, Rachmana L'Moshe, Kisha Moser L'Moshe Hilcha Shchita Alpeh. These were the halachas of Shchita, and here there were chidushim that Hashem said in those halachas, and there was a halacha, that's the way Rav understands the halacha, that here's a special din, that machtza machtza has a din of roiv. But that chidush was only in the Shchita. That was only in the half of the simen that was shachut. But in the other half, that there was no ma'aseh Shchita, since b'metzias, the machza machza is in fact, factually, physically, it's half, it's not a majority, it's only a special halacha that was given halacha l'maish m'sinai from Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, so that halacha l'maish m'sinai was only said by the half on which he did a shechita. So that's a roiv. Against that roiv, there's no other part that's contradicting it, as in the case of the two pieces of the oven, where each roiv of each half would contradict the other roiv. Here, I have one roiv, and I'll say the other part doesn't have that halach of roiv, because the roiv was only said by Hashem, a chiddush, in the half of shchita. So that's why Rav could still say his halacha, that by shchita, that half has a din machza machza k'roiv. Toshima, the Gemara asks another question. We learned in yesterday's daf, shochat chatzi gargeres. He made a ma'isa shchita on half of the gargeres, which is the kana, the trachea, the windpipe. V'shoh, boy, as we turn to daf chof tesom et aleph, kidei shchita cheres. This is the shir, as Rashi tells us, of the psul in shchita called shehiyah. If he had enough time to shecht another animal, and he waited, and then v'gomra, and Rashi explains that the Gemara's Havamina here was that we're speaking about that he's shechting an animal. So therefore he cut through the kana. He waited until he could shecht another animal, and then he finished the kana as well as the veshet. He did both simonim. He did the food pipe, the esophagus as well. V'gomra, the halacha is, shchitasek sheir, the shchita is kosher. And now we have to understand that. V'i amrat machza machzgorev. If you're going to say like Rav, that half is considered like roiv, itrefala. So when he went through the kana, he made it treif. Because machza machza has a din of roiv. And then when he stopped, and he continued later, when he continues later, he's in the middle of the shechita, but meanwhile, by having this shehiyah, this gap of time, by waiting, if I look at what he did to begin with, he has invalidated this animal. He's made it into a treifa. He only did half of the kana, but you're telling me half of the kana has a din of roiv. So how could the din be that shchitasik sheira? So l'chayra, it's difficult. On Rav, it would seem that machza does not have a din of roiv. So the Gemara answers, misavret bebehema. Do you then think that that b'raisa is speaking about behema? Loi, that's not true. Be'oif, it's speaking about oif. And by oif, you only need one simon. So now I could look at it with a memanavshech, the Gemara says. E machza machza k'roiv. If you'll say like Rav, that machza machza is a roiv. So when he did the first ma'isha shechita and he shechted through half of the kana, actually he severed a roiv of the kana. So he's done the ma'isha shechita there. The oif is already kosher to eat before the shehiya. He's already made the bird kosher to eat. Ho'avid le'ruba, he made roiv. And it's kosher. He doesn't have to do both simonim. So he's already made the bird kosher there. E machza machza ain't a k'roiv. You're going to tell me maybe machza machza is not roiv. So it's also not a problem. He hasn't done anything wrong. It's not worse than if he would have a kana that has a pagam in it, that half of it is cut through, it's mutilated, and that by a kana does not passel the kana. It doesn't make it into a treifa. You need roiv of a kana severed that it should be considered a treifa. So if I consider it that it was shechted a roiv, so he has a ma'isa shechit, it's kosher. If you're going to say machza is not a roiv, then it's not a treifa either. So then, in fact, when will the ma'isa shechit begin? It'll only begin after the zman of shehiyah. After that time that he could have shechted another animal, he waited. He has a gap of time. When he finishes that gap of time, now when he continues the shechita, he's actually starting the shechita. And he's doing a shechita on a bird that is not a treifa, because only half of the kana was severed. He didn't do anything wrong. So explains Rashi and the Rabbeinu Gershom. Toshima Haresho Yachatzikana Pogu. The difference between this price and the previous price is that the previous price of the Chatzi Kana had a Maisha Shechita done to it. Here, there's no Maisha Shechita. In fact, it was mutilated. It was severed. But how much was severed? Only a Chatzi Kana. The Hois of a Love Kolshu, he took that severed kana in half, and he added a little bit with a ma'isa shechita v'gamroi, and he completed the ma'isa shechita on the kana. The halacha is shechitasik sheir, it is kosher. Ask the Gemara, this flies in the face of Rav, who says that machza machza has a din of roiv. How do the two dinim jive? V'i amrit machza machza k'roiv, if you're going to say like Rav, that machza machza has a din of roiv, treifa havya. How, in fact, can you, according to Rav, how could there be such a halacha? How could the Braisa say that if I'm moistav of kolshu v'gomroi, it's kosher? It's already treif because machza of this pogum is already like a roiv. You can't say what the Gemara says in the previous case, that memanev shechet's kosher, because the previous case was speaking about where he did a ma'isa shechita. But here he's not doing a ma'isa shechita, he finds it nifkam. So if you're going to say machza is like roiv, then in fact he's shechting a treif bird. So how could it be kosher? Amar Rava, says Rava, shiny linen treif for the bean and roiv on nirlei nayim. Einachanami. There's a chilek between a ma'isa shechita. There Rav holds machza as a din of roiv. Mashenkin here, where you are trying to tell me that he's shechting something that's already treifa, and on the machza I should say that it has a loch of roiv that it's treif. No, there you need a discernible roiv that the eye can see, a clear roiv. Here where it's only half machza, it will not be a treif. So in other words, the Gemara is being mechalik between the ma'isa shechita, where machza, according to Rav, would be a roiv, and treifus, where machza would not be a roiv. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says, I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand your distinction. V'loi kol d'cheinu, isn't it a kol shechein? Can't I make a kal v'chaymer u'ma treifa? If by treifa, the b'mashu mitrefa, that it has, as Rashi explains, certain halachas, where even a mashu makes the animal treif. For example, when it has a neck of in the veshet, or the ray of the lung, or the duck and the kishkes, the intestines. So there, even a mashu makes a treif. And yet, heichad bein aruba, but where you need a rove to make organs treifs, as Rashi says, such as the konan, the chotashedra, the windpipe, and the spinal cord. There you need a roiv, that it should be severed. So wherever you need a roiv, be'inin roiv on the erlei naim. You're telling me by treifa you need a discernible roiv, that not a machza, machza will not do it. And yet there are certain organs in a bird where, or in an animal, where even a mashu will make a treif. But when you need a roiv, you need a roiv in the erlei naim. So shchita, when you're comparing shchita to treifa, you're going to tell me that shchita, you don't need a discernible roiv, and only treifa you need it. By shchita, da'adik arubaloi miskashra. There's no such concept of a mashu. As Rashi explains, even according to the Man D'Yomer, who says that machza machza has a din of roiv, but at least you need machza machza, no one says that a miyut is kosher. So we're dealing with roiv. The question is machza machza, does it have a din of roiv by shchita? But if a treifa, where you have treifas with a mashu, and yet when you need a roiv, you need a discernible roiv, so shchita, where you always need a roiv, where everyone agrees a miyut is not a maitse shchita, so there for sure you should need a discernible roiv. How could Rav say that machza machza has a din of roiv? Like kol shchein to be a roiv on the erlei naim, shouldn't you certainly need roiv on the erlei naim? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella de kuli alma machza machza enik roiv. Rav, of course, is moida that even by shchita, shchita is the same din of treifa, that just like treifa, machza machza is not a roiv, you need a roiv in the erlei naim, so too by shchita. And the machlokes, Rav and Rav Kahana, will be in a totally different halacha, as we'll see in a moment. But before we go on, let's just speak out some very important halachas that are negeya to what we just learned. We just learned that shchita has to be a roiv and the erlei naim. So there are, in fact, poiskim that say that by shchita, the maisa shchita has to be so clear that it's a roiv, that even if by measuring it you could see that a roiv was cut through in the maisa shchita, but if by looking at it I could not tell, because let's say it's only a mashu, a small amount over the halfway, so there are poskim that say that by shchita this would not be a good shchita, because they take the words nirlei naim literally. You, by looking at it, have to be able to see clearly that a roiv was geshachten. But the Rashba and the Ran disagree, and they say that even if you can only tell it by measuring it, but then your eye sees through the measurement that a roiv was taken, so it was shechted, the halacha is it will be kosher. And so the Mechaber and Siman Chof Aleph Sif Aleph paskins that even a chut hasaira is enough. If it's a hair's breadth over the halfway point, that's considered roiv and nirlei naim. However, the Taz there in Siman Chof Aleph Sif Katan Beis brings the poskim that say, no, we must have a roiv and nirlei naim without measuring it, that the eye could see clearly, and where there's no hefsed meruba, one should be machmir, that a shchita that is not clearly discernible without measurement, it is not considered a good shchita. But according to the Taz, if it's a hefsed merubah, you could be mekel. However, the most machmer shchita is that which the Be'er Heita brings down from the Pre-Chodesh, that he's machmer, even b'makom hefsed merubah. Even though there'll be a great loss, the shchita has to be clearly recognizable by looking at it without measurement. Otherwise, it's a pasul shchita, even b'makom hefsed merubah. So we have these various shchitas in the poskim. Continues the Gemara. If Rav is moided to Rav Kana that shchita has the same din like a treifa, which means that you need a discernible roiv, where is the machloikis? Where does Rav say that machza machza has a din of roiv? That was learned concerning Pesach. We know that if a yochid is tomei, he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. As the pasuk says, ish ish ki yeh tomei lenefesh, he then brings it by Pesach Sheni. However, if Roiv of Klal Yisrael were Tomei, then we have Alach of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. And then, as Rashi explains, those who are Tohar make the Korban Pesach together without pushing it off to Pesach Sheni. And those who are Tomei, likewise, amongst themselves, they make The Tahara make the Pesach Rishon and are not pushed to Pesach Sheni, and the Tmeim amongst themselves also make the Pesach Rishon and are not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So in this area we have the machlokes between Rav and Rav Kana. Harei shoha yisua machzah tor machzah tmeim. Half were tor and half were tummy. They were exactly half-half. So Rav over machzah machzah roiv. Rav says machzah machzah is the din of a roiv, and therefore they will do it on Pesach Rishon. They're not pushed off. Rav Kana Omar, machzah al machzah ain't a karoiv. And Rav Kana says that machzah al machzah does not have a din of a roiv, and they will be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara of Asa my time at Rav, and over there, what is the reason of Rav? As Rashi explains, since Rav is Moida, that we always say that Machza Machza does not have a din of a roiv. Why over there by Pesach Sheni does he say Machza Machza does have a din of a roiv? Answers the Gemara, the pasuk says Ish Ish ki yet homel nefesh, and I learn out Ish nitchavein sibur nidochin, that only an individual is pushed to Pesach Sheni. But as Rashi explains, even though Machza Machza is not a roiv, but Machza Machza is enough to take the people out of a klal of ish, that we don't look at them as individuals anymore. We look at them as a tzibur. Rashi says, mechlal yechidim nafkilahu. And once they're taken out of yechidim, since the only ones who are pushed off to Pesach Sheni are yechidim, ish ish, and these are no longer considered yechidim, therefore they make it during Pesach Rishon. That's the svar of Rav. So the whole machlag is Rav and Rav Kana is only by the special halacha of Pesach Sheni, whether a machzah machzah is pushed off to Pesach Sheni or not, but otherwise Rav is moided that machzah machzah does not have a din of roiv by treifa, it does not have a din of roiv by shchita. Continues the Gemara with the next part of the Mishnah, which stated roiv echad ba'oif, it's kosher if you shecht it through roiv of the siman of an oif, one siman, roiv shnayim bebehema. And you need the roiv of two simonim by a behema. Ask the Gemara, Tanina Chadazim. No, we learned this already. It said in the Mishnah, Ruboy shal echad kamayu, which is the words in the reish of the Mishnah. So why are we repeating this halach in the seif of the Mishnah? We've learned it already in the reish. One of these halachas concerning chulin, that roiv is enough, and one is a din by kachim utzrich, and I need both dinim. The yesh mina chulin, if it would only tell me by chulin that roiv is sufficient, I would say over there roiv of one simon or two simon by a behema is enough. Why? Mishum de lav ledam utzrich. We don't need the dam. So since we don't need the dam, therefore it's sufficient to arrive. Avol kachim, diladam utzarech, but kachim where we do need the dam, as Rashi says, because we need it for zrika. So over there, ema loy tizgalei baruba. I would think that roiv is not enough ad deikakula until you need the whole simon shechted through. That's why he has to tell me that even by kachim roiv is sufficient. V'yashminim kachim, let him tell it to me only by kachim. I would say since mishum de ladam utzarech, therefore you need roiv. Avol chulin de ladam loy tzarech, by chulin I don't require the cutting through to simonim for dam. So therefore, aima bepalga sagile. I would think over there, I don't need a roiv. There, maybe by chulin, it's less than a roiv is sufficient. Machza machza would be sufficient. Kamash malon, that kachim, it's enough with a roiv. And chulin, you need a roiv. The bottom line is that both by kachim and by chulin, we need a roiv, and a roiv is sufficient. Ask the Gemara, which part of the Mishnah is telling me chulin, and which part is telling me kachim? Hai b'chulin v'hai b'kachim. And the Gemara is now going to bring many proofs that the Reish is by chulin and the Seifa is by kachim. And the Rajba tells us there's a nafka minna lahalacha whether the Reish is speaking about chulin or whether the Reish would be speaking about kachim. I and Shum, what that nafka minna is. So the Gemara asks, "Hi b'chulin, vay b'kachim, amar Rav Kahana, mistava reisha b'chulin, v'seif b'kachim." It makes sense that the reisha is speaking about chulin and the seif by kachim. Mimai, from where do I see this? Midik Tani, since it says right at the beginning of the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amid Alf, hashoichet. If a person shechts by an oif, The e salkadat the reisha b'kachim, and if you would think that the reisha is speaking about kachim, hamoylik meboyle, you're speaking about an oif. So by kachim, we don't use shechita; we use malika with the finger. Elamai, says the Gemara, you're telling me the reisha is cholot. So elamai seifa b'kachim, the seifa is kachim. So it says in the seifa that if he shechted roiv echad boy v'roiv shnayim b'beima shechitasik sheira, the Mishnah concludes. And now you're telling me the Mishnah is speaking about kachim. So why doesn't the Mishnah conclude malikasik sheira meboyle? It should have said malik is kosher if you had a roiv. So why do we end off the Mishnah with shechita? The Gemara says holei kasha. That's not difficult. Because how is the Mishnah ending? It's ending with behema. You don't do malika on a behema. You only do shechita. The Mishnah ends off, if you have roiv echad b'oiv and shnayim b'behema, so then shechitasik shera. So therefore, tana nami shechitasik shera. Since he ends off with behema, so therefore he ends off with shechita. But ela reisha. How does the reisha of the Mishnah begin? The reisha begins, ha-shoichet esa'oiv. That you're shechting the oiv. And then it says, that you shechted also a behema. So since you're starting out with oif, and the word describing what you're doing to the oif is shechita, over there I have a good raya, a reshim, michti al oif koi, isal kadat b'kachim, if we were speaking the reshim about kachim, hamoylik m'boylik. So in the reshim it should be hamoylik, so that's my raya that it's speaking about chulin, and the seif is speaking about kachim. Rav Simi bar Ashi Yomer, I have another raya. Reisha b'chulim mehachi, diktani, echad ba'oif. It says all I have to do is shecht one simon and an oif. V'isal t'kadafka b'kachim. If the reisha is speaking about kachim, or iko oilus oif, the boy shnei simonim. We know that there's a chilik, as we learned in yesterday's shir, there's a chilik between oila and chatas. That a chatas requires only one simon shechita, because there's a halacha of lo yavdil, that you shouldn't sever the head from the body of the bird. And by an oilo, we need to cut through two simonim. So if you're going to say that the reisha is speaking about kachim, that includes oilo soif also. And by oilo soif, boy, shnei simonim. We need two simonim. How did the reisha of the Mishnah say, echad ba'oif? So the Gemara says, elamai seifa b'kachim. So you want to say that the reisha is chulin, the seifa is kachim. In the seifa, you also have a similar lashon. It says, roiv echad ba'oif. It uses the word echad also. I hoiko oilus oif, the boy shnei simonim. I have oilus oif that requires shnei simonim. So the Gemara says, no. On the seifa, I could explain my roiv echad. What does it mean, roiv echad? It means roiv kol echad ve'echad. It could be speaking about an oilus oif with two simonim, and you need a roiv of each simon, of the kana and of the veshin. Ubedinu de listening roiv shnayim. Really, it would have been better, more clear to say that you need roiv shnayim, because if you're speaking about oilus oif, there's two simonim. But kiven de ikah chattis the sagale bechat simon. Since we're speaking about kachim, birds of kachim, which includes a chattis, by chattis enough, one simon. Mishum hachi le psikale. Therefore, he didn't speak clearly. He spoke with an ambiguity. It wasn't clear cut. He said a lushan that could be used for chattis and it could be used for oil. In the reisha where it says echad ba'oif, emphatically one. So one means one, not two. However, when you're saying in the sefer roiv echad, then that's an ambiguous lushan which could be interpreted for a chattis where there's only one, then you need roiv of that only one. And if you're speaking also about an oilasoif where you need two, so then I'll say roiv echad means roiv of each one, kol echad vi echad. So therefore he said it in an ambiguous manner so that it could include both chattis and oila in the sefer which is speaking about kachim. Rav Papa, Mara Papa says, Reisha b'chol miyach. I'll bring you a different raya that the Reisha is speaking about cholam. Diktoni, we learned in the Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda Oymarchi Yishchoit Esavaridin, that by a bird he has to also shech through the jugular veins to get out the dam. Upligi, Rabban Oled, Rabbanan argue, and they say, as we learned in yesterday's shir, that why do you have to do this b'shash shchita? You could even do it shloi b'shash shchita. Say, I amrit b'shlam b'chol and shaper. If we're speaking about cholam in the reisha, then it's very good. Why the rabbanon are arguing, and they say it's not necessary to remove that the dam from the jugular veins b'shash shechita. Eli amr b'kachim. But if we're speaking in the reisha about kachim, am I pligi rabbanon olei? Why are the rabbanon arguing? They should agree with Rav Yehuda that for kachim you have to shecht the veridin as well. Why? Because who atzma l'damu tzorach? as Rashi explains, kol atzma ve'ikra shashchitas kachim ledamu tzrich. As we learned before, that by kachim you need to cut through because you need the dam. You're going to have to be zarek on the mizbech. So it would seem that by kachim, even the rabbanon should agree that, of course, it's preferable to cut through the veridin b'shas the shchita because you're going to get more dam coming out at the time when the dam is warm, and I need that dam for the purpose of zarika. So there it would seem rabbanon would not argue on Rav Yehuda that you need to cut the veridin. And since we see the Rabbanan arguing, it must be that the Reish is speaking about Chulin, and there it's where the Rabbanan, we don't need it for the dam. So there the Rabbanan disagree, and they hold that you could take out the dam, remove the dam even later, shaloi b'shah shchita. But if it would be kachim, the Gemara assumes that the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you should do it b'shah shchita. Elamai, it's a riot. The Reish is speaking about by Chulin, and that's why the Rabbanan argue, and it's not speaking about kachim. Rav Ashi says, Seifa b'kachim mihacha. I'll bring you a different right at the Seifa speaking about kachim. Diktani, we learned in the next Mishnah, on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, which is a continuation of the first Mishnah, the end of the first Mishnah, ha-shaychet shnei rosh and ke'echad. If somebody had a very long knife, and with one cutting action back and forth, he shechted through two heads of two animals. The halacha is shchitasik sheira. The shchit is kosher. So we have a lashon hashoichet. The lashon hashoichet is dievet. If he did it, hashoichet dievet in, it's acceptable. It's kosher. But lechatchila loy, he shouldn't do it lechatchila. So now, what are we speaking about? Iyamet bishlam bekachim. If you're telling me we're speaking about kachim, hanid lechatchila loy. That's why you shouldn't do lechatchila. Mishum detani Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef taught us something which tells us that one should not do this by kachim lechatchila, because he learned. There's the pasuk says in Vayikra Yutes v'chisiz bechu zevach shlamim lashem lertzainchem tiz bechuhu. That's the Cree. That's how we read it. However, the Ksiv is without a second, without a Vav after the Ches. So we read it in like two words, Tizbach, who. And now Rabbi Yosef is going to Darshan. Rashi says, since we hold the main thing is Yesh Eim L'Mesiris, which means we go after the Ksiv, the way something is written, and not Yesh Eim L'Mikra, that we go after the Kree, how it's read. So we read the word totally in the singular, both on the Shaychet, the amount of Shaychetim that there are, and both on the amount of animals which the Shaychet shechts at one time. The Tani Rabbi Yosef, I cut up the word, I divide the word Tizbecheyu, without a Vav after the Ches, and I learn it tizbach, that goes on the shaychet, shaloyu ishnaim shaychetim, zevach echad. You shouldn't have two people shechting one korban. And then I say tizbecheyhu, the end of the word, shaloyu hei echad shaychet shnei zevachim, that who means only one. You're only shechting one animal. So there's one shaychet and one animal. So we see from Rabbi Yosef that avada lechatchila, we shouldn't have two shaychetim shechting one animal, and we shouldn't have two animals which one shaychet is shechting. So, therefore, we understand it because it's speaking about kachim. But, it continues, the Gemara Vamer, Rav Kana, tis b'cheyu ksiv, we go after the ksiv, we go after Yeshem l'mesiris, and it's written all in the singular. So it makes sense why lechatchila not by kachim. Eli yamrit b'chulin. But if you're going to say that Mishnah on Lamed Amid Beis is speaking about chulin, afil lechatchila nami, why should it be hashoich b'dieved? That should be mutter even lechatchila. We have no pasuk that says that you cannot shech two animals at the same time. So Elamai Tzaraya, that is the seifa of our Mishnah is speaking about kachim, followed by the next Mishnah, which is a continuation of the first Mishnah in the Perek, and it's also speaking about kachim. And then the Gemara says, Va'af Rab Shimon ben Lakish, this is Resh Lakish, Sava Reish b'chulin v'seifa b'kachim, that the beginning of the Mishnah is chulin, and the end is kachim. D'amar Rab Shimon ben Lakish, Me'acher sheshaninu, Rubai shal echad kamayu, Resh Lakish asks this very question that we've been grappling with on this Amid. We learned in the Mishnah already in the Reisha that Rubi Shalach Kamayu Lama Shaninu Roy Vechad Boiv Roy Shnayim Bema. Why did the very same Mishnah have to repeat and say Roy Vechad Boiv Roy Shnayim Bema? We know there's a concept of Roy on a Simon, and the answer that Rish Lakish gave was that this was written because of a Mishnah in Yuma on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis, where it discusses the avoid of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Lafisha Shaninu Haviu Loy, they brought the Kohen Gadol as Hatamid. They brought the Talmud after he was wearing the big day zov. Kortzo, he made an incision. Umirik acher shchita al yada, and somebody else completed the shchita. And the reason why he only severed roiv of the simonim was because, as Rashi explains, he was the only person doing the avoda. So he had to quickly go and take a mizrak, take a bowl to be mekayim kabbalas hadam, to get the dam that was coming out. So he did not have time to finish off the whole shchita of the whole simon. He only made an incision of roiv, and someone else came along and assisted him and completed the cutting through of the simon. Says the Mishnah there in Yuma, Yochel loy meirak, yay, puzzle. I would think that if somebody didn't complete it, it would puzzle the shchita. Lekach shaninu. So Rish Lakish says, that's why it was written in our Mishnah, roiv echad ba'oif, roiv shnayim be'behema. In other words, this is a riot to what the Gemara said, that Afrab Shimon ben Lakish holds that the reish is becholin, that which it says, Ruboy Shalachot Kamoy at the beginning of the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, that's speaking about Cholin. The end of the Mishnah, which says, Roy Vechad Boy, Rav Shnayim Veima, that is speaking about Kachim, and that was placed in the Mishnah because of the Mishnah of Yuma, that you shouldn't think that if it wasn't completed, if the Kohen Gadol made a Shechit on Roiv of the Simonim, and it wasn't completed, you shouldn't think that it is possible. Lekach Shaninu, that's why our Mishnah came to exclude that thought, and that's why it repeated, even though it had said that then by Chulin it repeated Roiv Echad Boiv, Roiv Shnayim Be'ema, that even by Kachim the halacha is that Roiv is sufficient and it is Kasha. We see that Rish Lakish learned this halacha on the Sefer, because it is the Sefer that's speaking about Kachim and not on the Reish. And now the Gemara analyzes this, which we just learned from Rish Lakish. Amar Mar, we learned before, Yachol Loi Merke Pasul, I would think if it was not completed, the cutting, shechting through the Simonim, it should be Pasul. Im Kain, as we turn to Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, Im Kain, Havile Avoided Ba'acher. It comes out that, according to the Hava Minute, that you have to cut through the whole Simon, and if you don't, it's Pasul. It comes out that completing the Shechita of the Simon, the entire Simon, is part of the avoda, the Maisa Shechita, and the fact is that it is kosher even if you don't complete it. But the Gemara said, I had a Hava Mina, were it not for the Mishnah, on the safe of the Mishnah Chav Zayim et Alf, I'd have a Hava Mina that you have to complete the whole thing. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If you would have to complete the whole thing, Im Kein Avila Avoid Abacher, it comes out that the assistant is helping the Kohen Gadol complete this Avoid of a Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Kol Avoid Yom Kippurim Enik Sheres El Boy. The only one who could do the Avoid Yom Kippur is only the Kohen Gadol. So how could I think that it's necessary to complete the whole Simon and somebody else will be doing that? The Rajba asks a very strong question over here. What do you mean? Shechita is not an avoida. Shechita is kosher bazaar. So what is the Gemara asking? That this is an avoida which can only be done by the Kohen Gadol. It can't be done, be assisted by anybody else. Ayin Shom in the Rajba. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. This is what Rish Lakish meant. Yachol Yei Poslam et Rabbanit. It's only necessary to do a roif, and you don't have to complete it. But I would have thought maybe it's possible mit rabbanon. The salkedat chamina ikab sol mit rabbanon lekach shanina. That's why we need our mishnah on chav zayin amid aleph. The sefer roif echad boiv roif shnayim bebehema. That it's kosher and there's not even a psul mit rabbanon, and that's why somebody else can do it. Ask the Gemara, so why in fact do you do it at all? If there's no psul yimid rabbanu, lamali lamerik. So why in fact do I need somebody else to complete it? it can't be an avoida, otherwise it would be also for somebody else to complete it. So really, you don't need it, and it's not even possible, certainly not midrashis, it's not even possible midrabbanan. So why do you have to do it? In fact, the more answers, mitzvah lamarek, it is a mitzvah to complete it. Rashi has two pshatim. The first pshat is, it's a mitzvah because of dam. We need the dam of kachrim, and therefore it's a mitzvah to complete so that more dam will come out. And vanisha mati, Rashi says, I heard a pshat in Yuma that they explained that al tzroi vam hadris melech, we want to involve more kahanim, and Rashi says, "Ve'ein libi oimer kach." I don't. My heart tells me that this is not a good pshat. Why? Because if so, why are we looking just to add a kohen at this part of the avoda? There are other areas in the avodos where we could add other kahanim. So it doesn't seem that this is a special necessity because of Roiv Om Hadris Melech, that we should have a lot of people doing the Avoda. It's the Kohen Gadol who does the Avoda alone. The only reason that we complete the Maaseh Shechita over here is because there's a necessity for Dam. Continues the Gemara, Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Levi Sabo, Eina L'Shechita Ela B'Soif, that when a shoychid does a maisa shchita, it's only considered a maisa shchita at the end of the shchita. However, on this, Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yeshno l'shchita mitchilavat soif, that the maisa shchita is considered a maisa shchita from the beginning until the end, and the Gemara will explain exactly in what will be a nafka minna between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Amar Rava, says Rava, Hakol moedim, everyone agrees there is no machloikis, hecha the shachat simon echad oved gechavim. If one of the two simonim was first cut by a goy, the simon echad yisrael, and then a yisrael shechted the second simon shehipsul, it's possible. So according to the Man d'Yomer, yeshna l'shchita mitchilavat soiv, it's certainly possible because it means that part of the shchita was done by a goy. The Chiddush is, as Rashi explains, that even according to the Man d'Yomar, that eino l'shchita ela b'soif, that the shchita is only considered right at the end, when the shchita ends, that's considered the moment of shchita. So one could argue that here, that was being done by the Yisrael. It's still possible. Why? Shehare nase bo maisa treifa biyad oivet kechavim. Because einech nami, we cannot say that a goy shechted it because it wasn't a shechita till the end, but a Yisrael didn't shecht it either. So what's the status of that which the goy did? It's like a thorn would have made a puncture in the simen. So it is severed through a thorn, but it's severed, so it's a treifa. So einachanami, it's not possible because of shchita of a goy, because the shchita only goes at the end, and that a Jew did, but it's possible because before the yid did the shchita of the second simon, the first simon was already severed as a treifa. Shari nasib o maisa treifa biyad oivid kechavim. So there is no machloikas that the shchita is possible. Another area where there's no contention, there's no machloikas, is ba'oil soif. We have learned that oil soif requires two simonim, malik on two simonim, whereas chata soif only requires one simon. There's also another nafkamina between oil and chata, that an oil, the malik has to be done above the chuta sikra. The chuta sikra was a mark around the mizbeach, the middle of the mizbeach, a line around the mizbeach, so the oil has to be done above the chuta sikra, and the chata is done below the chuta sikra. So what happens? He did malika of one simon where he was not supposed to do the malika. He did it lamat of the chuta sikra. And the other simon, the second one, he did correctly above the chuta sikra. Everyone will be moited at psula. So if you learn yeshno l'shchita mitchilavat soif, so it's a simple why it's possible, because it means that the original beginning of the shchita was done incorrectly. But even if I hold eino l'shchita ela l'besoif, it is still possible. Why? Sheharei osa bo maisa chata soif l'mata. Because he did an action of chata soif l'mata, as Rashi explains, that since had he done the simin lamata, not on an oilo, which he did it incorrectly, but he would have done it on a chatas, that action would have been a bona fide action for a chatas oif. And since by chatas oif, when it's done lamata michut hasikra, it's considered a bona fide good action, so then it has the power that it can pasul by an oila sa'if, if that one simon was done incorrectly lamata, even if I hold that eina l'shchita ela l'besaif, that I only look at the end, and the end, the second simon, was done lamaila. But vibalt the chata sa'if, that one simon lamata is enough to make it kosher, it also has the power in it, even if I hold ela l'besaif, to invalidate, since it was done incorrectly when we look at it in terms of a chata. So that, when we look at it in terms of an oila, was done incorrectly, that invalidates it, even if you hold einoi ela lebesoif. Loi nechleku, where will there be a nafkamina machloikis? Where's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether yeshna leshchita mitchilvat soif or it's einoi ela lebesoif? Loi nechleku ela, kigoyin sheshachat simen echad b'chutz. He did one shchita of a simen outside. Now we're discussing the isser of shchutei chutz, which is a chi of koris. So the first simen he did outside, v'simen echad b'fnim, the other simen he did inside the base of Megdash. So leman diomer yeshal the shchita mitchilvat soif. If I say it's a continuous act of shchita from the beginning till the end, mechayiv. So then it comes out that the first simen that he did outside was considered shchutei chutz, and it'll be chayiv. But according to Mandi Yomer, it says we only consider it shchita at the end, and the end was done the simen bifnim, loy mechayiv, he will not be chayiv. And here the Rishonim try to understand exactly what is the svara. Even if I hold yeshna l'shchita mitchilavat soif, why would you be mechayiv? After all, he only did one simen on the outside. That's not considered a maisa shchita. Why would I consider it shchutei chutz? So Tosfos brings down that Rashi learns this whole sukkah is not speaking about a behema. It's speaking about an oif of kachim. And therefore, since by a chata sa'if, this is a svara that the Gemara says over and over again. We had it before. We're going to have it in a few lines further. That since he did a mice of chata sa'if b'chutz, a chata sa'if only requires one simon. So since by a chata sa'if, that would have been a total improper act. And we should point out here what Rashi points out from the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Zayin Amid Aleph. You'll notice that the question over here of shchutei chutz is shchita b'chutz. The Gemara says that he didn't do malika. Rather, the Gemara says that kegoyin sheshachat simen echad b'chutz or simen echad b'fnim, because we learn out from psukim that the chiyuv by an oif is not malika b'chutz, but rather it is shchita b'chutz. Inside the Beis HaMikdash, he's supposed to do it correctly with malika. When is he over on chutz? He's over not when he does malika b'chutz, he's only over if he does shchita b'chutz. And since by a chatas ha'oif, one simen is enough, so therefore, even by oilas ha'oif, which requires two simonim, we say that the one simon that was done incorrectly, b'chutz, is enough to consider it shchutei chutz. That's the sheet of Rashi. However, Tosfos learns that we are speaking about a behema where he did one simon b'chutz and the other simon b'fnim, and behema is learnt out from oif. Just like by oif, we see the svora of maise chatas oif b'chutz is sufficient to render it shchutei chutz, so too by a behema, which always requires two simonim, but yet if one simon alone, since I see by oif that it is, when it's done correctly, it's kosher by one simon. When it's done incorrectly, it invalidates with one simon, so too by a behema, if it's done incorrectly, it will invalidate it, even though the second simon was done correctly bifnim. Continues the Gemara, Amar le Rabba Bar Simi. Rabba Bar Simi said, Mar lo Amar Achi. The master did not agree with this. Umanu, who's the master? Who's my Rebbe that I'm speaking about? Rabbi Yosef. Because he said, Heichad d'shachat simen echad b'chutzah simen echad b'fnim. If he shechted one simen outside and one simen inside, nami posel. And Taisa says the word posel here is lav dafka, means nami chayiv. Even if I learn that eino l'shchita ela l'besayif, so we said before that that man d'yomer would hold that loy mechayiv, because he didn't do anything wrong. The ma'is shchita of the simen, the second simen, was done b'fnim, so therefore he would not be chayiv. No, my Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, didn't learn like that. He learned that even according to that man d'yomer, it would be posel, and he would be chayiv for shchutei chutz. And what's the svara? The same svara that we've said in the entire Gemara. Sha'arei osaba ma'is chata soif b'chutz. Because after all, he has done a action of chata soif, which when done properly, that is one simen is enough to make it kosher. When it's done improperly, it is mechayiv, even if you're speaking about a oilasoif, or according to Tosfos, even if you're speaking about a behema, even if the second simen was done correctly, even if you hold eino l'shchita ela l'besoif. But after all, you did that one strong mice of one simen b'chutz, it doesn't matter that you did the second simen b'fnim, and everyone will hold, according to Rabbi Yosef's viewpoint, everyone will hold that he will be chayiv for shchut echutz. So where is the nafka minah between Rabbi Yosef and Rish Lakish? Lo'nechleku. The machloikus is elik going to shachad miut siman b'chutz v'gamrei b'fnim. He shechted a miut of a siman outside. He completed it inside. L'man diyamer yeshal shchita mitchil about soif mechayiv. So if I say that shchita is a continuous act from the beginning to the end, so even though he only did a miut inside, he didn't do a whole maisa. Even though he did a miut outside, and he didn't do a whole siman outside, but I'm doing a ma'is shchita outside, so that's mechayev. But according to the man d'yomar, l'man d'yomar ain't the shchita el b'soif. But if you hold that shchita is only at the end, roiv of the simanim he did on the inside, loy mechayev. So the ma'is shchita is considered a bona fide ma'is shchita, which was done inside, and therefore he will not be chayev. Masiv Rav Zeira had a question on the man d'yomar who holds that yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad soif. He had a question on Rabbi Yochanan Shita from a Mishnah in Pora Perig Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Masiv Rav Zeira. We learned over there, and before we get into the actual Mishnah, we should be magdim the relevant psukim in Parshas Chukas, which begin Perik Yutes Pasuk Vav, speaking about the Poraduma of Alokach HaKoyin, eights eras, the Koyin should take cedar wood, the Ezev and the Hyssop, Ushnisolas and the red thread, the Hishlech Altoch Srevis HaPora, he should throw it into the burning Pora Aduma. In Pasuk Zion it says that what happens to that person who threw it in, v'chibes begadav ha-kayin v'rochat v'sar b'mayim. We see that the begadim of that kayin and his guf became tamei, and he needs tahara. And then in Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk says, v'hasayref v'isa, the one who burnt the Pora Aduma, which we spoke about there in Pasuk Hey, he also has the same halacha. Chabes begadav b'mayim v'rochatz b'sar b'mayim. His begadim and his guf become tamei, and he also needs tahara in a mikvah. So the Sifri asks the question: if the zayrik is chayiv in pasuk Zion to be matar himself and his begadim, so koshchein the zayrif. So why do I need the pasuk ches the tamid to serif also? El Lame teaches us the Sifri, shekulam tmeim betchila beemtza ubesayif, that anyone who had anything to do with the poradum is tamei, beginning avoda, middle avoda, the shchita, the end avoda, the sifa of the efer, it is all of them have to be matar, their guf and their begadim. Masa Rab Zeira from that mission in Mesech Depara, Kolo Asukin Bepara Mitchil Batsayif, Metam and Begadim, as we just learned from the Sifri. And second Allah, Upois Lunaisabim Lacha Cheres, if while they are shechting the Paraduma, they cut at the same time a delas, a melon, so that Sifri learns from the pasuk of Shachat Oysa, Ba'akos of Elimet ala Porsh, they melacha poisalta b'shchitasa, that the shchit is pasul if he's doing another melacha at the same time as the shchita, he's cutting the neck of the paraduma and at the same time cutting a melon. Or by sreifa, the pasuk says, v'sarfa sapara, ba'akos of Elimet shetei melacha poisalas b'shreifasa. If he burns the paraduma and at the same time burns something else, it pasuls it. If the psul happened, the shchit is machloikas see Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says it's nisnavla, it became an avela, and Taisus says that we're speaking about what we just learned, that while he did the mashchita, he did another malacha, that will invalidate the shchita. So the halacha is, ben kaidem psula, ben la'achr psula, whether you were Isaac in the paraduma before it became possible or after, ainim etamah begadim, you're not dealing with a paraduma. So therefore, whether it happened before the shchita or after the shchita, before the psula or after the psula, it is not metam begadim. But what happens if the shchita was good? But then there was a problem by hazah, so you did a malach at the same time of the hazah. So that will possible the hazah, the sprinkling, as Rashi brings down, that you have to sprinkle seven times towards the door of the heichol, as the pasuk says, v'hizu el noichach p'nei ha-heichol. So what happens if during that hazah he was doing another malacha? So the din is kaidem psula matam begadim. So since the shchita was good, so anyone who was oisik in the paraduma before the hazah, when during the shchita, which was a valid shchita, so their begadim become tame. But la'achar psula, but after the psul during the hazah, ainam matam begadim, because that invalidated the paraduma. It's not matam begadim. So ve'i amra, if you're going to hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that yeshen l'shchita mitchilavat sa'if, so why do you make a chilek between shchita and hazah? Lif like nami b'shchitasa, let's make a chilek in shchita itself. Why do you make a chilek in the hazah between before and after? Because the shchita was a valid shchita. In the shchita itself, I could make a distinction. Why? I could say the following. If I hold yesh l'shchita mitchil v'atsoif like Rabbi Yochanan, I could say, irub psul b'shchita kaidim psula metam v'gadim. The beginning of the shchita was good. Then in the middle, there was a problem with the shchita. So whoever was working with the paraduma before the psul happened, he was working in a shchita which was valid at that time. That would be metam v'gadim. But l'achr psula, if he was working with the paraduma after it became possible in the shchita, ainu matam begadim. If I hold ainu l'shchita el b'soif, so then I can understand that whether you were before or after, it comes out that at no time was there a good ma'aser shchita. It was not a good ma'aser shchita, period. And therefore, whether you were working on it before or after, you were not working with a bona fide paraduma. But if you're going to tell me that the yesh l'shchita mitchil v'atsoif, so the shchita was a long process. I could divide up the shchita and say there was a good part to the shchita, which would be matama begadim, and then there was an invalid part to the shchita, which will not be matama de begadim. So why don't I make that distinction? It would seem to be a proof against Rabbi Yochanan and like Rish Lakish that ain le shchita ela b'soif. Amar Rava, niskalkula shchita kamrat. You're asking me a question when the shchita became invalidated. Shiny hasan, that's different. There, everybody's moida. You don't say yeshna l'shchita mitchilat soif. Why? The igloi muslim afreya, the lav shchita yiklal. When did Rabbi Yochanan say yeshna l'shchita mitchilat soif? That's if you have a good shchita. When you have a good shchita, you could say that it's not just the last second of shchita, but it's the whole process of the shchita all the way through. That's considered shchita. But if you're going to be speaking about a case where the shchita became invalidated, so that retroactively shows that from the beginning, this was not considered a ma'aser shchita. So there, no one will hold yeshna l'shchita mitchil v'atsoif. You can't say you had a good portion of the shchita and then an invalid part of the shchita. The later invalid part of the shchita shows you retroactively that from the beginning, there was no shchita here. And that's why the Mishnah in Purah did not make a distinction in the shchita itself between those who were working on it before the psul happened or after the psul happened.